Do you Venmo? Are you into Venmo?
I have Venmo. I downloaded Venmo. I've never used Venmo. I have it. No, I just nobody wants to pay me for anything. So I don't do anything to get paid. And if people pay me, they pay me with check and not Venmo.
Right. And you don't have any friends.
So I have no friends. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a movie and saying I'll Venmo you half. That's not what I do.
I Venmo all day long. Like even my mom Venmos me money. Like if she wants to give me money, if she owes me money for something, or there's something she and I do on a regular basis, and she pays me for it. So she pays me through Venmo. My boyfriend pays part of the rent for the apartment. He pays that through Venmo. So, and then like I go out with friends, or sometimes I'll go shopping, and there are places that take Venmo where you could shop, especially if it's like a flea market or a farmer's market. They will take Venmo. I love that.
Isn't that like fake money though? Isn't that like Bitcoin? How is that real?
No. Okay. So Venmo is attached to your bank account. So if somebody can request money from you, or you can just go ahead and pay them. Like if you, like a personal trainer, like my personal trainer, my boxing instructor. He takes Venmo. So when you see him privately outside the gym, he'll take Venmo.
So what's the difference between that and PayPal?
No difference really.
Oh, okay.
No difference. I mean, some people don't like PayPal because it's the dude that it's attached to. So Venmo's an app. It's attached to your bank account. And it's just like Apple Pay. It's like anything else where it's the money is deducted from your account and sent to the person's account. So it's just like transferring money from my account to your account. That's all it is.
And I don't believe money exists anymore. I think it's just a number on a screen. That's all
it is. Pretty much. Yeah, you're right. It's a very good point.
I don't hold it in my hand anymore. It just goes from my paycheck, which I never see, right into my bank account, which I never see. Then I don't know how things happen.
I know, that's like on the streets of New York, if you walk around and like some homeless person is like, can you spare a dollar? It's like, who has money on them? Do you have Venmo? I can't help you.
Yeah, I go to McDonald's for the dollar menu and I pay with a credit card. I mean, there's no money being exchanged anymore.
Yeah, I only pay with Apple Pay and Venmo these days. I don't even have credit cards. I carry my phone on me. And if I go to a store that does not have Apple Pay, I do not shop there.
Do most stores have Apple Pay? I've never really looked.
Every store except Home Depot.
Really?
Home Depot doesn't have Apple Pay. And I sound like such an obnoxious millennial. I walked in and I went to pay and it wasn't doing the thing. And the girl comes over. She's like, because of course I do self-service. She's like, you got to use a credit card. I was like, yeah, I am. I have Apple Pay. We don't take Apple Pay. You don't take Apple Pay at Home Depot? You should have heard. I was like such a diva. You don't take Apple Pay?
I see the store on the corner that is owned by one guy. I can see why he doesn't take Apple Pay, but you're a huge company.
I left Home Depot and I went to my local hardware store where they take Apple Pay. So if you go to Venmo, you have several options on Venmo in terms of what you can see and not see. And whenever you Venmo somebody money, not only do you put the amount, but you have to say what you're Venmoing them about. So if like a friend of mine pays her babysitter, like that. So she has to write, you know, for baby or for, you know, Chris or whatever the name of her fucking baby is. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So you have to put in specifically what it is. Mine are all on private. And it's weird because it links up to your friend list. And I think the friend list comes from either Facebook.
It's your phone book in your phone.
Or your phone book in your phone. Well, that's what's weird. It's your phone book in your phone, but there's people that are not in my phone, but I have them on Venmo.
Yeah, and I
don't understand because I hate the fact that I can, people I don't even know. Okay, like for example, this dude, Noah, who I don't know, paid some dude named Josh for shoes. This guy Ryan paid this guy Christian for Costco. Like, why? It's the world on here is a world. It's a, if you look on there, there is a world up on the left side. It doesn't make any sense. So Venmo has decided now they're going to ditch. That's a public feed. Okay.
Right.
I don't know who those people are, but yet I can see who's paying who. Their names are on there. And the reason why this has become a problem is because people are able to find Joe Biden. They're able to find celebrities. Yeah, because celebrities get on here. They get on Venmo and they don't know to hit private. So it's like Kate Beckinsale just paid her dog groomer. It's like, why do I need to know that? Why is it on there?
Yeah, this has got to be from my phone book, because I don't have these people like Tracy paid Aaron for Iron. I don't follow Aaron on social media. He's only in my phone.
Okay, well then it must be from your... See, that doesn't make sense. I thought it was just from my phone book on my phone, but there's people that are not on my phone, but yet they're in my... Like, remember, there was one dude that used to work with us at our old radio station.
Mm-hmm.
His thing is not on private. So every time he pays somebody for something, I see it. I know his whole life. I know what he pays for rent. I know who he pays it to. I know who he pays his electric bill to. I know who he goes drinking with. I know everything about him.
Yeah, I can follow this person.
If I was an investigator or a stalker, I'd know everything. I know where he is and what he's doing and who he's with.
Yeah, every second I can see my buddy Chris. He paid this girl for a dog on January 4th.
Right.
Yeah,
so you can also, that's your friends, but there's the global view. It's the globe icon that's on the page. Yeah. So it's random strangers, public payments.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like there's some girl named Lena paid some girl named Audrey for wine. The two of them went out drinking, I guess.
Yeah. Abby paid Katie for chapstick.
Jennifer paid Anthony for lawn. Thank you, she wrote.
Lawn? No, that wasn't me.
It wasn't you, yeah.
No, I'm not doing
the lawn. Noah paid Mika for sushi, and I know that because the sushi icons are on there, the sushi emojis.
Well, Kylie paid Bailey for a kangaroo. I didn't know you could buy kangaroos.
Yeah, I have this friend, Joe, that I used to work with, and I know who his cleaning lady is because... And now I know he has a cleaning lady, by the way, and he doesn't clean his own house. So there you go. I have the proof right here because it's on my Venmo. So it's weird that people are on Venmo and they're not on private. So first of all, Venmo is getting rid of the global view because it's become a problem because, like I said, people are going on and they're looking at celebrities and professional athletes and politicians. Anybody that's on Venmo, you could see their friends list feed on there.
Tokyo paid Sarah Foster for toe sucking.
No.
Yeah, it's just toe sucking.
See? Right. That's what I'm saying. Venmo's going to do away with the global view. But I am telling you right now, if you are on Venmo for your own privacy, because this is linked to your bank account, you have to go into privacy. Don't just put it on private. You also have to go into the friends thing and untoggle that little allow friends to see thing. So it's a double, it's a double privacy thing. It's not just you hit privacy. That's one step. You've got to do both steps so you can be completely private, pay the people you want to pay, and no one else knows your business.
Just think that one guy you went out with from Tinder is now seeing everything that you're doing.
Exactly.
That's scary.
Right. That's my point. It's scarier for women than for men because it's another way that somebody could stalk you or follow you or learn information about you and not just see who you're paying, but what you're paying them for. So it's what you're doing. Oh, she went out for sushi. Oh,
toe
she had a dog groom. Right. She had her toes sucked professionally.
Can you make money for that? I'm in the wrong job.
Apparently, you know, and even this, you know, your wife said mow the lawn. Go on Venmo, we see you paid someone to mow a lawn. You didn't even mow your own damn lawn.
Or she can say, go mow the lawn, and I'll say, Venmo me $20, or I'm not going to do it.
That's option number two.
Yeah, then you can see that.
Yeah, so just make sure when you go to Venmo, make sure that you're completely private.